Previously on Follow the Leader.
Today we're playing House by Marn S. For those who are new to this game, here are the basics. This is a story about a house. This is also a game about an eldritch, ever-expanding building that you and your fellow players have entered and are going to investigate and may never find your way out of.
All right, well, so I, today, am playing one Malin Verazzano, captain of the Stetson, scion of the Verazzano family. My father was a starship captain. His father was a starship captain, as was his mother and his aunt, you know. And maybe my starship isn't quite as fancy as all those Navy vessels that they captain, but it's still a ship, and I'm still a captain. I am 40 years old. I have a glowing tan, a bleach blonde mullet, wraparound sunglasses, and a pretty sizable stash of nicotine gum.
Kai is 6'6"-ish, robot person. With brass and bronze plating. The model would look very familiar if you happen to have encountered Minos Tar at any point in the universe, but a lot more damaged. A lot rougher around the edges, signs of weathering, damage to the plating, parts have been replaced. And his name is Kai Mirren. And he steps up, looks out the window.
So I will be playing Marnie Sands, uses she, her pronouns. This young woman looks to be in like her early 20s with lightly tan skin and shoulder length blue hair that has acid green tips. She's currently wearing a jumpsuit that's about a half size too large for her.
Compared to the others, Thorn is more of a plant adopting the shape of a human. The sort of head region has a fairly sparse bush of white flowers with a yellow sort of inside. They're arms, or what would be arms, are sort of represented by long, viney sort of manipulators. Their base is within a hard plastic plant pot, but their entire form itself is also contained within sort of a translucent bubble suit that allows them to sort of hold their speed while staying in place, but maintaining their posture with the others. Without the suit, they'd probably be about maybe at most 3 feet tall. With the suit, they stand closer to about 5'2". In addition to the bubble suit, they also have a large water tank attached to the back. This also is see-through, which is filled with not just water, but also a mix with a specific mineral composition that helps to sustain them as they go about the ship. The flowers on their head sort of wither and bloom a bit in response to Marnie, and there is a sort of buzz as the voice transponder on the suit opens. This is close to the station. We are arriving soon.
Hi, I'm playing Basda, a 4'9", bald and grizzled butch. In this universe, not a dwarf, simply a little bit short.
Sunny would, at that point, it's the stupidest way this character can enter. I think, like,
coming out of the kitchen, coffee, Stanley mug.
Oh my god, no. Barry is not a Stanley mug girl.
She shows up late with a mug of coffee and bunny slippers.
A little space bucks, yeah.
The bunny slippers would be incredible.
Oh. General recommendation, excavator and finance officer should examine the goods around. for anything potentially undamaged to score for later.
Time to start searching out valuables.
Rewiring work will take some minutes.
Speaking of...
Maybe we've got, like... I was just thinking, like, busting open, like, a special kind of spray paint that, like, glows in the dark once it comes out to tag anything worth picking up on our way back through. So...
I like that.
I like that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so it can collect it all on the way back in the salvage run.
Yeah.
All right. Who would like to draw the next card?
All right, so, remind me, so we're just moving through. Did we fix the gravity?
Yes,
or we're following. Gravity's back on. Stuff like boom, boom, thumbs to the ground.
Yep.
And Thorn and Marnie are tracking down, like, the power lines, effectively. So it's not like a true map, but it is giving us a direction mm-hmm. to go.
It's like when you do, like, that, like, the line in Dead Space that shows you where to go.
You read my mind. But then again, you said Mac boots, so I think I was influenced.
mm-hmm. It's definitely a touchdown for me in this. All right, so we got the five of diamonds.
Ooh.
Diamonds we'd gotten before. Five is a critical misunderstanding. That's concerning.
We now return to your game already in progress.
So I think we follow this off, and we, you know, we've had a lot of hallways, a lot of big hallways, but we come across, I think, a access hatch.
Ooh.
And this looks like it might connect to, like, a power transformer, or at least a power conduit.
Nice.
But it is a little bit, certainly... too small, at least to start with, without a squeeze for Kai. Probably a little too small for Marlin. But he looks like, I mean, you think you can get more information if you've got a junction box to work with? Might be a bit of a squeeze, but you try getting in there.
I mean... as long as my shoulders can fit through, the rest of me can fit through. And Marnie offers, like, a weak smile as she heads to the access hatch. I think, if I may suggest, inside the access hatch is, like, emergency lighting red and just a bunch of, like, conduits and cables and, like... Part of me is imagining, like, you know, maybe some steam vents, but I don't think that that's actually true. I think any sort of liquid that's been in this system has long since evaporated or been drawn out into the space around the station. But, like, there's vents that may have been steam vents at one point. And I think, what's our critical misunderstanding here?
That is the question.
Mm.
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it could be, I read something about the power.
Mm.
And like, maybe you turn something on thinking it's one thing, but it's something else entirely.
It could even be that what it turns on, we don't necessarily know is the wrong thing to head towards.
Mm.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot. Maybe we're able to turn something on and we hear some sort of rumbling in the distance as, you know, some component comes to life. And it's like, okay, cool, we can head in that direction to maybe find some working parts that we can scrap.
Oh, I do have another suggestion, though. So there are vents here, right, that could have had steam in them?
Yeah.
What if when it's turned on, because we're more internal now, we're past like the loading bay and it passed probably obvious external damage. What if there's also just a bit of a smell?
But we're in suits.
Suits, yes.
So something that triggers our external sensors, maybe?
Yes. Something like that. I don't know. Thoughts?
I mean, good with it.
I like that idea.
Anomalous sensors. And interesting power conduits. The name of my new math rock band.
Cool.
What does Marnie read from this exactly also?
I think Marnie reads like the power surge in the direction of the sounds that we heard and is just like, you know, hot diggity. I don't know if she actually says hot diggity, but that's the kind of vibe. And she's like, you know, I know it's cramped, but we've got to follow this. But be careful, because my sensors tripped on something. I can't get a good read on it, so just mind the integrity of your suits.
Cricky. All right, we got to, and just in case, someone's got the patch kit, right?
Of course.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God, I'm glad it wasn't supposed to be me. Nice. I go for a fist bump with Kai.
I hold it up. My fist is very strong and solid.
I don't know what that gong noise was, but it was good Foley for whatever that just happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sound that rings
that,
out.
That was me bumping my mic.
That's so valid.
It does that. It clangs like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, top tier.
Yeah. Basda, like, shakes her hand out afterwards and was like, strong fist bump. And then heads into the tunnel.
I am made of metal. Looks to the others like, she can't see that I'm made of metal, right? This is not lost on anyone else.
Barry shrugs.
Well, she also couldn't see that we needed a power loader, so.
Oh, no. Patch kits on space station are standard issue. Should be available every few rooms for accidents. At least, assuming this is standard equipment. Pirate stations, well, they aren't necessarily standard, are they?
This was not always a pirate station, Thorn.
What was it before?
I would, like, lift my light up to show some of the Unisol branding above us.
Mm.
Impressive. Something that hasn't been filed off.
I shine the light slightly over. There's literally just like the Unisol branding, and then just next to it, somebody has just like carved the word fuck. So, like, fuck Unisol above the SS hatch.
Nice.
Incredible.
All right.
So, we probably can't move through this, but there's probably other exits off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a large hallway we can go from.
Well, Marnie, you're leading the way.
Yep. I think I'm going to draw the next card since Marnie's tracing the power.
Jesus. Oh,
another diamonds.
Oh, we're getting a lot of diamonds, huh? Okay.
Oh, three is one of my favorites.
Three of diamonds. So diamonds, willpower, good luck, discovery, second wind, greed. Three, a displacement in time.
Ooh.
Oh boy. So I'm gonna draw a corridor, because corridors are fun, coming off of the back of the large hall. It is on the side that we found the access hatch, so it's like the power cables are running parallel to it. And I think this corridor looks pristine. Like, it looks like nothing's happened here. There's no scorch marks. There's no dents from, like, bullets ricocheting. There's no residue from something that we can't identify. We just know it's living, but we don't know if it's organic or inorganic. The lights are brighter here, and I almost want to say that the door opens at the end of the hall and somebody, like, bumps into Kai. If that's all right with y'all, that's what I think happens. But if you'd rather roll with somebody else, something else, or somebody has a different idea, by all means, lay it on me.
No, I'll take it. Hell yeah.
Here's a question. Is it someone from one of the previous times we've seen the bastard?
I don't know. I think maybe it's a little too soon for something like that. I think maybe it's just a random inhabitant of the bastard.
What if it's a Unisol agent? If it's that far back?
Ooh. Yeah, somebody in full Unisol uniform. I don't know, did we ever describe the Unisol uniforms before?
Nope.
Is that the same thing that we were fighting against in If Not Us, Then Who?
Yes. So how ridiculous is this uniform? Is the question.
If it's a normal person, probably not too ridiculous. Like, white and blue.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, piping.
Very cleanly pressed. Crisp pleats on the pants.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess here's a question. If this is... It could be that this is, like, an important moment that we've walked into. Like, this could be, like, when the bastion was being attacked before it fell, or something. This person could be, like, freaking out. Or we could just have walked into a normal day.
Man, that is a question. Like, we step into this room. It's a place out of time. Do we hear things outside of the room as soon as the door closes?
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's maybe more interesting if this person is just going about their day, because it's so out of place.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've been seeing the remnants of struggle, and then all of a sudden there's this calm. And it's it's jarring.
What the hell?
Sure.
So Kai has just been bumped into by somebody who's not paying attention, some poor Unisol schmuck.
Clang. The sound of a gong rings out as some poor schmuck wanders directly into our robot friend. Does somebody want to pick up the poor schmuck?
God.
Did he fall down?
Oh, I meant, like, pick up as in play the character, but also that, yeah, sure.
Be the poor schmuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thorin just stands askance and just, like, regards this poor person getting bowled over by their own movements into a solid wall of iron.
Person must have been in a hurry.
Yeah.
I love the idea that this person doesn't even acknowledge what they're encountering. Like, Kai will help them up. But you know when people are so absorbed in what they're doing that they don't even pay any attention to what's going on?
Oh, man, they just, like, march right through?
Or more just like, yeah, oh, excuse me, or thank you, I wasn't looking where I was going. It doesn't even really acknowledge that this is a bunch of people in spacesuits. Just assume that you just bump into somebody in the corridor because they were reading a data pad or whatever and not looking where they were going.
God, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Yeah, sorry, I have to get this to the Admiral stat." And they just like walk out the opposite door.
Yeah.
Looking through that door as it opens and closes, do we see more of the normal bastion, or is it like a wreck?
I think when they walk out, we do.
Yeah.
But then if we follow them, we're back.
Agreed.
Okay, I think with all of this happening, like, some tools on Thorin's belt start beeping, and it sort of reaches up to draw them and notes, atmospheric analysis shows nothing. Normal air-oxygen mix, standard use for space stations, indicating a pressurized area, as demonstrated by the agent walking through. Very many anomalous happenings in a short space.
Yeah.
Thoughts, looking to the rest of the group.
Does anybody want to explain why we're suddenly in a regular space station? Hey, wasn't this thing abandoned, like, 5 minutes ago? Bazda looks like she's freaking out.
Actually, it was abandoned years and years ago.
Okay, but as of 5 minutes ago, it was definitely not popping off.
Yeah. Marnie, is this, was this some kind of weird holodeck, did it get shunted off to this hallway?
I don't know. I mean, and Marnie goes to hook into one of the side panels on the side with the power conduit, and,
Marlon's, like, looking for, like, hologram emitters.
Bazda's like spinning in a circle with her axe out, like waiting to have to attack somebody if she needs to.
Finance officer Barry Sunite, and Thorn approaches sort of from behind. They have like a habit of going from behind someone's shoulder, just by the way.
I love them.
Questions for you. Have you examined the station financial records recently? Sort of a rustle of leaves after that sentence, as if sort of punctuating his question.
I guess I'll do a D2 to decide that, honestly.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Nice.
Oh, crap. That means now I have to figure out what I learned from that.
Hell yeah. No, let's play in the space. I think on a nod, like, Thorn would have another prompting question. Has there been recent activities suggesting operations of the station?
That's impossible.
No. Well, that's good that the dice agree. No, nothing recent.
This place has been well and truly shut down, right? I mean, there hasn't even been movement in this sector for 3 years.
Well, ask that guy. Points towards the direction of the guy who just bumped into you.
Well, he's gone now.
Yeah, Marnie goes to open the bulkhead, and it's just the same desolate place that we'd come from.
There's sort of a rustling and kind of the sound of branches crackling that sort of indicate frustration on Thorn's part as it perceives into that derelict corridor or room.
What?
Hey, Anya, do you want to pull a card?
I want to throw something in there.
I was going to say, Anya, yeah. Why don't you pull a card and have us, like, this new room?
Let's rock. Sure. Let's be on the threshold.
Sure.
What? Yet lies.
A two of diamonds yet lies.
We are getting so many diamonds.
Another hidden monster.
Good luck, but a hidden monster.
Well, it could be greed.
It could be other things.
Yeah.
Because there's also willpower, discovery, a second wind, and greed.
Yeah. Could be anything. Like,
well,
you could see something that looks super shiny, like, ooh.
Ooh, shiny.
A shiny.
I was, since Barry threw something in there, what if, is it creepier if the item just, like, goes away from view and we don't know why, or if, like, something comes up out of the floor and, like, snaps at it, like...
My god.
You know, in Minecraft, when they've got, like, the vexes and, like, they do the thing and the teeth come out of the floor.
No.
Or something, or something throws it back.
Is it too early for that?
Nope.
Oh, I do love the thought of something getting thrown back.
Yeah, though. It's just, yeah, like...
It could be any of those. You throw something in and something, a force throws it back from the darkness, or it gets just propelled back through from the darkness.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
It is, but it is absolutely not too early. Please have at it.
Yeah.
Which, it was this room here? You got to draw the room for us, Anya.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me get a... There we go. Oh, you got rid of the other room. Oh, it's
you just moved traveling. Yeah, we moved it. Yeah.
I don't want it to be that big. Oops. It's a small little guy.
Okay.
What if a combination? So Barry, like, kicks... Maybe, like, in a piece of machinery in there, and, like, yeah, the teeth come out of the floor, grab it, shake it around, and toss it back towards us in the doorway.
Mm. Well, that's scary. What the hell?
Barry will shoot the floor of that room.
You go to shoot, and I gently catch hold of your wrist. In a sunny day, we are in a pressurized space.
Well, what could this thing gonna do me then? Throws pistol into the room.
Pistol comes sailing back out again, seconds later.
Mangled.
Well, yeah.
I think that's maybe a room we don't want to go in, huh?
Yeah, you fucked up one of our weapons there. Let's go a different direction.
Yeah, I take, I'll tell you what I'll do. On taking a step back, I notice a hatch above us in the ceiling.
Ooh.
I drew the Six of Hearts. Hearts is love, friendship, compromise, bonding, or obsession. Six implies a lie uncovered. So I, reaching easily enough, because this is not a super tall room. So we open up. Actually, I said it was new. I think it's actually in the floor. And I open up this hand, and we actually drop down a level.
Ooh, spooky.
Into a larger room.
Is there a spooky monster in here that's,
Yeah, I immediately, like, hold my light up, and there is nothing in the ceiling that would indicate the teeth above us that was playing silly games. And...
What if there's a, like, an honest-to-goodness console here? Like, we've been tapping into, like, maintenance hatches and stuff, but what if there's an actual console with a screen and everything that we can use to try to figure out what's going on?
Yeah, I like that. Get into this room, and for a little flavor, there's this console desk set up, and you go to boot up, and somebody has scrawled, like carved with a knife into the metal, or actually it's a Sharpie or some kind of permanent marker that's still there, and it is like the login code and a winky face.
Incredible.
And then it says
Barry coming up like, sweet, this place has Wi-Fi.
And below that it says, mess with my settings, I will disembowel you. Max damage.
Barry has already pulled up space phone, spone, and is trying to connect to the Wi-Fi.
I meant more like it was a system login once you boot up the console, but that's very funny.
That is very funny.
That is very funny.
It's like, why isn't this thing working?
Oh my god.
Financial officer Sunny Day, it would be very surprising for satellite communications to reach to a derelict point where no communications are expected.
Look, I'm just saying the thing says not to fuck with its shit, so I want to fuck with its shit.
Well, hey, weird thought. What if we put that info into that console?
Bazda looks like she's thinking harder than she ever has thought in her life. This is not her department of expertise, but she's trying so hard.
We love environmental storytelling.
Yeah.
I feel like we can sneak in some more like Fallout style environmental storytelling by accessing the console, and it pulls up like the mail program was the last program that was pulled up.
Some poor schmuck's email.
Yeah, it restores the session.
Details.
Yeah, it restores the session.
Unexpected shutdown. Recovery progress.
And God, I want to do this. Like, the latest email is from 37 minutes ago. No sender. Addressed to Marlon. And it says, you should run.
Oh shit.
Okay. All right.
Well, I guess I missed them 37 minutes ago.
And nothing's happened, so it must be fine.
37 minutes ago was when the gravity was restored.
Well, we could run then?
Hey, this thing seems like it's got a pretty clear message for us.
Would that be to run?
Yeah, it does, but...
There's a sort of affronted rustle from Thorn. 6 months travel, much usage of fuel... Leaving now would mark this mission more than a total loss.
Yeah, we came here for scrap and salvage. And that's what we're gonna get.
Yeah, look, there's only so much fudging I can do on the paperwork.
If some joker wants to play Jigsaw with us, well, we got our own puzzle pieces. And I, like, cock my the slide on my MP5. Not an MP5. It's a space SMG.
A space MP5.
That's what the
yeah.
the S in SMG is. It's for space.
Space machine gun. Let's go.
I love that.
Now everybody's pulled a card as well. Do we want to actually go to turn order? Just so we can keep track of who's pulled card.
Good.
Yeah.
Just to keep it a little bit easier to keep track.
Hell yeah.
What
order did we pull in again? I pulled first. Then
yeah, no, it was.
Oh. Well, now that we've done it, we can just establish a new turn.
How about we go to you then, Zach? If that's all right with you.
All right. All this jumping at shadows isn't going to get us what we need, which is paid. Let's I'm going to head back to the that big hallway. See if we can't get to a more central location. And that is a two.
How many monsters are we going to find?
We are finding every monster.
I think it's the same monster.
It's just one monster that maybe has lots of little outshoots all over the... Or it's moving really fast.
Just two of hearts, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's good at hiding. Two of hearts. So hearts is love, friendship, compromise, bonding, and obsession. And two is a hidden monster. So I'm going to take another hall offshoot off of that big like a mess hall. Say okay, let's find our way. Let's try to find a bridge. All right.
Control hub. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, like a control hub, which makes sense because if it's a wheel.
Yeah.
Get to the center.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And as we're going, what was last time we had the hidden monster, Corey, what was it? What were the like signs that Thorn had found?
Yes, so scratches, ruts, other sorts of things with a strange organic material within, the exact nature of which Thorn's materials analysis was not able to peg down, but not something carbon-based, just organic in general.
Mm. Okay. So we're heading down. This one, we had left sort of the battle scars behind in that upper room. We come back and we head down this new hallway, and this one is torn up. There's like straight up like holes chunked through the like hull here. This is kind of a hallway that like goes. It's like almost like a bridge that goes across space, so you can see like there are like viewports on each side where we can look out and see like other parts of the station. We can see the ship, the Stetson docked, still looking okay, thank God. We can see like, you know, the debris floating out there. And there's like even a bit where it's like it's been ripped open, and it's a good thing that we're in spacesuits because like this is depressurized. And I think as we're moving across carefully, like we got hands on handholds for when our mag boots like need to like lift off so that we can step and move, something like passes past one of those walls, one of those holes in the wall. It goes fast. It's like when you see like when you're driving and like the shadow of like a light pole like just passes over your car in a blink. Like the hull, the tunnel, the access tunnel becomes darker and then suddenly brighter very quickly as Marlon's like, what the fuck was that?
Anyone else getting the feeling that we're not alone?
Now someone's sending me emails, so.
Yeah, what gave you that impression?
It's just as likely that it was a piece of debris passing by local star of the system.
Yeah. Moving pretty quick, but let's be quicker.
Yes, let's.
And Marlon kind of like hops and kind of hustles to the next and begins to like cut open the next door.
Sam, that's you.
What? What's me?
Next in the turn order.
Next in the turn order. All right. Ooh, hello.
Oh, that's a king of diamonds, isn't it?
A personalized temptation of willpower, good luck, discovery, or a second wind, or greed. Interesting. Does this house have it out for me in particular now? Yes. We've gone down this access corridor, it seems. Mm-hmm. And maybe a personalized temptation for Bazda. I think out of the darkness of yet another long, wide corridor, bet you there are rooms coming off of this. Out of the sort of darkness at the end of this hallway, you just hear a quiet,
"Love, where are you? I'm scared. It's dark."
And Bazda, like, freezes. Now is the question of if she's going to do the real stupid thing of running off into the darkness alone. Or...
Oh, that's great. That's great. Conflict, too. Is it only her that hears it, or do we all hear that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's a great question.
Yes, it's a temptation for you, but...
I think everybody hears it. I think this is something that, like, the whole group, like, hears and sees Bazda react to in a very uncharacteristic way for her thus far, as you have experienced her.
Fun follow-up question. Is this space pressurized? Do we hear this outside of our suits or inside our suits?
Ooh. I was like tapping at my comms. Like, we got some interference or something?
Baz is not going to run into the darkness, but she is going to sort of take some steps into the darkness. Is anybody trying to stop her?
Yes. I'm going to grab the straps on the back of your ear, like suit rig.
Hey, get off me.
The hell are you doing? Yeah, I heard a lady's voice. A spooky lady's voice in this spooky space station.
Yeah, I guess we did. She just like looks down the long hallway and is like, I don't know where they got that voice from, though. I don't think anyone's heard that voice since I lost her. Sad look down onto the ground. No elaboration. Y'all want to check this area out? Or should we lock it down?
We're trying to find the bridge. That's a sweep, just in case there's some lady putting out a distress call.
I think what we do find is that this is a room. This is like a central hall that leads off into various small living quarters. Mm. Like real tucked in there, like the rectangle. Like each of these cube, like 5x5 cubes, is like almost a whole room. They're real little.
Yeah, like one of those capsule hotels, like that kind of like.
Yeah, exactly. It's their bunk room, but it's like capsule hotels. I like that.
Does that mean that there's like a lot of personal effects that are sort of abandoned in the pods here?
I think so, yeah. I think that might be it.
Okay. I pulled another diamond, and I'm going to make an executive decision to fuck that, because we've had nothing for diamonds for fucking ages. If nobody objects...
So fair.
Can we reshuffle the deck again?
It's been shuffled a few times.
That's crazy. It just hates us.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. Can I just...
It wants our luck to run out quickly.
Apparently. I'm just trying... Excuse me while this just thank you. Roll 20. That was really helpful to you. All right. We got an ace and we have our first spade.
Ooh.
Spades. Oh, physical conflict, boy. Suffering, doubt, fear, danger, grief, alienation, and an unexpected obstacle. So we pass through this. People can be like checking out the various pods to see if there's anything.
I think there's a skeleton in one.
Hell yeah.
Sick. I think this next room, it looks fairly normal. Nothing out, like, again, it's not a corridor so much. I think it's, I think it sort of opens up, it's like an antechamber. And you can see it has like a stairway that goes up directly ahead, and there's like a staircase going down at one end and another staircase going down at either side. I think as we enter this, or Kai's leading the way, leaning into their responsibility, I think as they step into this space, something causes their mechanisms in their legs to lock. And Kai doesn't look scared necessarily. One, I don't know how equipped their face is to do so, but we'll say, Captain, there is a very strong magnetic force in this area. It is threatening to compromise my processes.
Oh, jeez. All right. Come on. You need help getting back?
Or does something needs to be disabled? But I think, like,
sure.
All of their joints are, like, locking into place. They're becoming, like, effectively... They're going full Tin Man at this point, but there's clearly, like, some sort of magnetic field operating through here that is causing them to lock up and shut down. Slowly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So Marlin's gonna hop for Sans. Figure out what's causing this, and he's gonna start dragging Kai back towards the entrance.
How strong is Marlin?
He couldn't lift them, mm-hmm. but you know, it's the sort of thing. It's the sort of thing where your heels are locked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna say. I mean, also mag boots locked down to the floor. Well.
Oh God, that's true.
So, but also Zach is the OG creator of this line of robots, so he's the best person to advise just how heavy one of these units is.
I mean, they're heavy for sure.
I think you would have to demagnetize the mag boot.
If you can get the mag boots demagnetized, it's like moving a refrigerator, where you're like. Yep. He's like kind of rocking you on your heels back and forth.
Oh no.
As somebody that has done amateur moving of a piano.
Oh yes, God.
I understand completely.
Mm-hmm. Please, Captain, don't get crushed by our living vending machine.
I've done professional moving of refrigerators. I used to work at a store that sold big appliances, and I mm-hmm. brought those things up and down on forklifts.
And I will say, the US, they know how to build a fucking big refrigerator.
We do know how to build a big-ass fucking refrigerator.
So, like, you know, you're probably, like, 500-600 pounds. Sure. And so it's hard, but it's, like, doable.
To be fair, between you and Basdi, you may be able to, like, get Kai backwards enough to...
Yeah, Basdi also, like, just, like, wraps her big arms around Kai's waist and just starts like pulling. Together we can drag.
We lift together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like Marlin's first priority is to get Kai out of danger, but he tells Yoris Marnie to like figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So I think Marnie like steps into the room, and as she's stepping, whatever is affecting Kai is also affecting Marnie's mag boots. And so she looks like she's trying to trudge through mud. And I think it's interesting if, you know, out of the corner of your eye, you think you see like the floor going liquid for a second, as she lifts up one of her boots and it like sticks to the bottom of her boot for just a split second, and then it's like, oh no, that's not what I saw. Mm-hmm. But she makes it to one of the maintenance panels and starts fiddling around with it. Is it more interesting for her to be able to disable this, or is it more interesting for, like, she tries to manipulate the system, but the system, it's almost like there's a rival manipulating the system, so as she tries to change the settings of the magnetic fields, something is altering them simultaneously to keep the magnetic field going.
Well, I wonder, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that if the magnetic field's on, then Kai can't progress.
Yeah, I'd have okay. to put another way around. But I also think it's interesting, like the critical misunderstanding, yes, you're able to disable this, but we don't know what this system is in aid of. What is it protecting, or is it a defensive measure? Is it something else? Is it the byproduct of something else?
What that system do though?
What does it do? Hello, I was thinking it might even be like a partial situation where like you can, but it's forcing us towards somewhere.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, like that. Like, even the act of doing it, maybe it's going to seal off certain other ways and we have to go a certain path.
I like that idea a lot.
I also like that idea.
The whole time you've been moving Kai, Barry has just pulled the HR menu script, like the whole thing, just out of her back pocket. And it's just like, remember, you lift with your knees, right? Legs? Back.
Thank you, Barry. You're not helping.
Do you think I'd be much more help lifting?
No.
I didn't put muscle on my resume.
Why is lifting guide in the HR manual?
It is part of occupational health. says Kai at like a 45 degree angle.
Barry also lied on her resume. She wrote the HR manual.
I love Barry.
Barry is so fun. Corey, it's your turn to draw the next room.
Ah, let's get
both
silly.
Card and drawing tool.
Well, let's draw the card first and see what happens. Ooh, what did I get? Ooh, another diamond. Who would have thought? This one is...
We're gonna die.
This one is the Queen of Diamonds. Let me examine diamonds. So within willpower, good luck, discovery, a second wind, and greed, we have a puzzle to solve. So with the room sort of forcing us a certain way, like, I guess the question that I have to ask, like, leading into this section is, when it forces us, is it just that the other paths locked down, or is it also that, like, the airlock behind us through the sort of path between one section of the station to another, does that also slam shut?
Well, I like the sense that maybe if it is like a security measure or a hull integrity thing, because a system has been disabled, maybe the bulkhead just closes behind us.
Nice. Okay, cool. So we get cut off from our only known path to the Stetson, in other words.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. I think as that happens, Thorn, sort of regarding the mess behind, will quickly advance forwards to this new space. They draw out one of their power tools, and since we're going for a Dead Space vibe, I think it'll be a classic plasma cutter situation. winding it up and getting it ready. Obviously not made for, like, this use that they are starting to improvise it for, but it's glowing and sparking and threatening in all the right ways, so why not have it out and ready? As they look through into this next room, the last one that's open, I think what it is sort of similar to the other console room that we've run across. I think this one would be a more of a computer room situation. I think it's down one of the stairs again. We head further in, further deep. Within the station itself. I'm going to draw it right here. And it'll be a layer down. But it's wall-to-wall monitors. There's doors sort of within, like, the other three corners. This stairwell leads down into the center of it. And then it's sort of like a three-way situation. All doors lead away from where the Stetson would be, like, directionally speaking. And with each monitor, like, with the system behind being shut off, I think some of the power gets redirected too. So auxiliary power turns on. Some of the systems, like, they blue screen out. They're haywire. They're not loaded. They're not running. But other ones, they flicker on as there's, like, the sound of, like, ship announcements crackling through speakers, like... various things that are half garbled talking about, like, emergencies or breaches or anomalies happening within the rest of the Bastion, but at the same time also just, like, directions, daily reminders to get up and stretch, like, have you thought about taking 5 minutes a day to enjoy your daily recommended time within the biosphere, like, that sort of stuff, like, employee wellness things.
I love
too.
That
yeah. And then there are consoles that light up sort of around where the doors are, but none of them are open per se. There's just this sort of vague rumbling of power, of the cacophony of announcements happening, and of things that can be. Yeah, things that can be accessed, but we would need to start poking around in them to figure out where to go.
Can the voice from earlier that was talking to Bazda be buried among those voices as well?
Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
I'll start writing this down. But Thorn sort of, like, looks around The flower bush kind of spreads out in all directions for a few moments before the petals close and it looks back towards the rest of the party. This is too much for simple tracing, requiring more guided talents to find a path.
To clarify, what exactly is it asking?
In this case, for someone to take charge and figure out any way forward out of this room, since our way back to the Stetson is blocked, I think it'll add, after a moment's consideration, this seems to be a room likely to hold station map for improved navigation. Our needs are sudden.
As the holds her axe up.
If we don't have a door, we can make a door.
Let's just make sure that we know which areas are pressurized and not before we do.
Smart call. Aye, aye, Captain.
There's this little sardonic salute and then goes and like starts picking at like the door seals to see which ones are sealed and which ones aren't.
August, I think it's you.
To pull a card?
You. Alrighty.
Two of spades.
Well, in good news, in theory, we will not run into any more monsters.
That's true.
We've got any more hidden monsters.
Jesus.
Hidden ones, no. We've run out of playroom for that.
Yeah. Couldn't make it up.
This monster really wants to get us.
Yeah, it really wants to appear in full.
Yeah. I think this this room is, we get shunted off to the side, and this room doesn't make sense to be where it is, but it looks like the captain's quarters. It's super fancy. It's definitely a living area, but it is overgrown is the only word I can think of, or infested.
Ooh.
With what it's not organic. It looks like it's made of the same stuff, like where it's like veins. And where the veins run through the floor, it looks like it's made of the material in the floor. Where it runs over cloth, it looks like it's made of cloth. But just these pulsating...
Ooh.
Like...
Love that word.
Love that word.
Yeah. It, like I said, it looks almost cancerous in a way.
Hmm.
As we step into these quarters that we've been guided to this whole time. Trying to think the best way to introduce the physical confrontation. I almost think it's a matter of Basda, you're up.
No,
because God. Like we enter this room and maybe some of the cancerous tissue starts growing in on itself and forms what at first looks like a polyp, but then starts branching out until it looks like it's almost a humanoid growth.
Here's that body horror.
Here's that body horror.
Yeah.
We got it.
Let's go.
We got there.
It's me. I'm sorry.
You're so bad.
And we hear in our comms the voice that Basda heard and identified previously. And it says, I told you to run.
Basda, like, looks torn because she's like, I know you're not who you're pretending to be, but I know how to listen to a warning when I get one. And she swings her fucking axe into one of the doors she's been she's been examining this whole time, and it should I flip a coin to see if it's the correct thing, or should I just rule of cool it and go, it's the correct
rule of
one?
Cool.
Hell yeah. We're at our...
And Anya can pull the next card and see what room you end up taking us to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, Bazda's like, I know well enough how to heed a warning, and swings her axe into the door, and it just like cracks in half and falls out of its, like, this is an old space station. It just falls out of the door frame, no longer supporting its own weight. And she looks back at the rest of y'all and goes, well, Blaze said run, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she said run to a 10 of clubs, which is emotional conflict, hidden agendas, envy and decision, betrayal, and 10, a betrayal of trust.
Just doubling down.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We're doing betrayal, I see, I guess.
Ha-ha.
Hey, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You want to do anything with this?
Yeah.
Given, okay. I wasn't sure what, because our hard out is a bit earlier today than originally planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
we got 15 minutes?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Roundabouts.
Then I do think now is the time. But let Anya describe the room, but then Corey can pull the pin on this grenade.
Incredible.
Here's a room. Maybe a room full of computers that's are working for some reason. No clue why.
I've got a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yes, there's computing on one side, but you know, you may or may not know, you know, there's this place, it's in somewhere in California, where they use lava lamps to do, is it programming or true random generation?
Sounds like the most California thing ever. Yeah.
But what if... instead of normal electricity, what if this set of computers is powered by something organic, by plant life that looks a hell of a lot like Thorn?
Sounds good to me.
That sounds fun. I love that.
Okay, it's Cloudflare, and they translate photos of 100 lava lamps into random data for use in SSL encryption.
Oh, that's fun.
Right? Okay. It's very cool.
What is California?
So in this case, besides it being like a sort of bioelectric power plant, it's also, I assume, like plants and the like and fluids and other sorts of things that proceed through vines and other similar vessels that kind of help with.
I was just imagining just like imagine a hydroponics lab meets a server room, like that kind of fusion.
Okay.
Wow.
I like that. That's cool as well.
I think Thorn will let everyone sort of enter the room first to get a glance at what's going on here.
Holy shit. Was this always how Unisol did their energy?
Bazda just shrugs.
This doesn't look like the reactors of the ships that I served on.
Yeah, this looks kind of sus.
I am not familiar with this technology. Marnie kind of drifts towards one of the containers with the plants in it and like rests one hand on it, kind of transfixed. And she just goes, wow.
You crazy girl.
Okay, yeah. As everyone gets in within the room and sort of is distracted by the surrounds, there will be sort of a low buzzing noise, I think, behind everyone. And then just the sound. You know when you hear thunder distantly, right?
Yeah.
Or even just close by, when you see a bolt drop right in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the room, there's sort of that bang of thunder, of something ripping through the air. From their belt, Thorn will have produced, as opposed to the plasma cutter they were holding earlier, an arc thrower sort of weapon. two
for
hands.
Those of us who don't know Dead Space.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Ark Throw is also in Helldivers.
It's also
too.
In Helldivers, yeah.
Yeah, okay. For people that don't play video games.
That's her. It's as if you took a Tesla coil, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And directed that energy outwards into something that you could use to point at someone.
So it's like a taser, but like so much worse.
Yeah.
It's so much worse. It will fill you with more than a million volts.
Oh, funsies. A picture has been painted. Please continue.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I leap on it like, Jesus. Thorn, what's the big idea?
Salvage. We've located what it is that we've needed to. Right here in the heart of the Bastion. You will all be assisting me with the extraction of this particular room. Understand, there are no place for objections. It raises the arc thrower with a crackle of electricity. This is a commandeering of simple salvage. Unisol demands it. You all will understand, I'm sure.
Is Unisol paying for this?
I don't think this was in my job description.
You piece of shit.
If you all comply, you will be compensated accordingly.
Mm.
If you do not, this is perfectly capable of a accidental disabling of suit capabilities, understand. I would not test what happens if a pressurized suit suddenly stops function in the middle of a derelict space station.
Kai puts himself between everyone and Thorn, and those you've all served with or been on a crew with Kai long enough, it's not something you can always see, but there is a terrifyingly pock-like scorch mark across their chest plating. They've been hit by extreme electrical force before.
Nice.
And will place a hand on the front of this arc thrower and just say, please consider the vulnerabilities of your own suit before proceeding with this plan of yours.
I mean, we were gonna salvage this whole place. If you got a contract, a client, we can take care of that. I am disappointed, Thor. I thought you were more professional than this.
Professional. Observe your hiring manager and their practices.
It's true, I do suck at my job, but also you're a jerk.
Got a point there.
I mean, I'm very down for, as they've probably said, like Marlin and Kai probably have like a private channel, Gunner channel, however. And just says like, go for the door or whatever, just like a moment, just like get ready to run. And Kai's.
We could. Mm-hmm. I'll say like very quietly, we could just go along with it.
My creator advised us all, when somebody has a gun in your face, you do not play ball with them. They're going to cheat.
Any up.
Everyone is already behind me, and I'm pretty large. I will just shunt where I'm holding like the barrel of it or the front of the mechanism. Because I'm not trying to disarm you. It is literally just enough of a shock to maybe make you take a couple of steps back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then effectively like push it so it hits you, and then like the muzzle or whatever is briefly pointing upwards. So there is time to scramble.
A ski daddle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull that card and then let's see what
Yeah.
What lies next.
Go on, Zach.
Ah, yes, it's me.
A spade and a jack.
A jack of spades?
That's fun.
That is fun.
Mm-hmm.
A jack of spades, a message received. Okay.
Okay, here's what happens. So Kai.
Yeah.
I figured it out. Kai, you knock the Arthur away and like thump Thorn across the, you know, face equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Face plate.
And like the Arthur like arcs across the room as Marlon goes, well, and kicks open a door nearby and says, all right, Stetson crew, let's regroup. And he's gonna kind of yank Barry and Marnie, who are probably less combatant focused. And kind of pull back into this other room. And I think this one, it's, we actually fall, this is a maintenance shaft.
Yes.
We it's like a trash chute almost.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking immediately.
And we just, we like jump in and begin like sliding down in like down into a place. So we're kind of losing the thread of where we are at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we begin to make our way.
This is very fun to me because y'all probably haven't heard it, but when we first went to the Bastion, one of the big things I established as Max was the network of maintenance tunnels and vents and access stuff that was very much Max Valera's fucking domain on the station. There could be anything in those, frankly.
There could be anything in those. Okay, so yeah, so we're sliding in the dark. There's like lights slinging past us. Kai and Bazda.
Bazda,
right? For some reason, I thought it was Bars there.
Bazda.
Okay. You like hop in behind, as we all come like crashing down into a pile of like old like refuse.
Yeah.
And the like wall kind of bulges a little bit in that way that it did before. And that voice says, I told you.
Yeah, yeah, we get it. You're on our side. Fuck off.
Yeah. And then sort of behind you all, you can hear, along with the sort of rustling and the crackling of wood, run as you may. If I do not catch you, consider the station itself will. Do you really want to go down what you don't know?